All right, just minutes ago, the Pistons wrapped up the press conference that introduced Trajan Langdon as their new president of basketball operations. He's on the line with us right now on the Mitch Albom program. Trajan, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and congratulations on the new gig. And this is a baptism of fire of sorts, isn't it, with the draft coming around and no coach? I don't know how much maybe you want to take on, you know, world peace also and see if you can get that done in the next week.
Well, I thank you for your appreciation of where I am right now, drinking water through a fire hose. But I have an incredible staff with me. And it's the only way we're going to be able to get this thing done in a compressed amount of time. But we will get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, let me ask you about the decision on Monty Williams. I'm sure that was difficult. He's a guy's got a $78.5 million deal. He's only been there 1 year. He's respected. And yet you decided to go in another direction, which is going to, you know, keep about $67 million on the books for him. What was behind the thinking in that?
I think it was an organizational decision that Tom and I were aligned on just kind of having a fresh start and moving forward. And that's kind of where we're at. Obviously, I wasn't here last year, so I'm just focused on, you know, what we're doing now. And like you said, there's a lot of stuff to get done, so that's what I'm pretty much focused on now.
What's your assessment of the current talent of the Pistons in terms of its potential? And do you feel that that potential has been underrealized?
Good question. I'm just getting my, you know, just getting under the hood right now. As I said in my press conference, I didn't spend a whole lot of time watching the Pistons last year. I do know Cade is a hell of a player. Really liked Asar and Jalen Duren and Ivy in the draft processes the last few years. So there is talent here. There is potential here. But to create a foundation of winning, there's a lot that has to go on. And that's what we look forward to doing right away.
Did you have a connection with Tom Gorris at all before this?
I did not. First time I met Tom was on my initial interview. Obviously did some research on him and know how successful he's been with Platinum Equity, but I had no previous relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. And obviously something, you guys hit it off because he's kind of giving you the keys to the kingdom.
He's been tremendous in my 3 weeks here since I took the job, and have really, as I said in the press conference, targeted a lot of high level executives or coaches or performance people from around the country in different places, and the ability to execute on hiring them has been a blessing for me, but it's also in conjunction with him supporting me and allowing me to get those people in here. So I can't do this alone. I have a whole lot of high level people that are going to help me execute on our plan.
And are those high level people along with you going to aim to try to hire a coach before the draft?
I think we'll start our process now of understanding the characteristics of the head coach that we would like to hire here in Detroit at this given time. As for the timing of that, the sooner the better would be great, but if we don't find that person, we're going to hire the best person when that time comes. And
yeah.
Again, we'll have a good process, a diligent process, and we'll find the right person for us.
Now,
hey, Trajan, this is from the guy standing next to you. Was it overwhelming?
Say that again.
I said, was it overwhelming?
What's that?
This whole thing.
No, you know, this press conference was honestly pretty small compared to what I've been doing for the past 3 weeks. I've been staffing, been getting ready for the draft. At the same time, trying to prepare ourselves for free agency, and obviously now starting to put a process together to find a head coach. So this was something that Tom wanted to wait on and not do the first week because, as he alluded to in the press, he wanted to talk about what we have accomplished instead of what we are going to accomplish.
Yeah. We already have to salute your courage. Because any guy who went to Duke and comes to work in Michigan is, you know, there's a certain amount of, you know, baggage that comes with a Duke guy working in Michigan, you know.
But I don't understand the hatred on that. I'm a big fan of Michigan State programs. I don't get that.
Well, because there were a few years here where Duke got in our way. as you might imagine. I'm not remembering if it was one of your years or not, but there were enough years with the Fab Five and enough years with Michigan State where Duke ended the season, be it, you know, at a championship game or ended it in a round of 16, that we just don't particularly like Duke around here. But you've been away long enough that it's probably worn off by now, right?
You know, well, I appreciate that, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for both of those programs, so I look forward to spending time on both of those campuses in the near future.
And you've got such an interesting background, you know, not only coming out of Alaska in high school, but your NBA career and your professional career. You know, you got drafted, you played with Cleveland for a while, and then you played like all over the world, if I remember right. Weren't you, didn't you play like in Russia and Italy and all that? I don't have the stuff in front of me, but if I remember your career, you put the Inter in international.
No, you're absolutely right. I played my first 3 years in Cleveland and then played in a town, Treviso, Italy, Istanbul, Turkey, and then 7 years in Moscow, Russia. Amazing experiences with really good teammates, coaches, and teams where we were highly successful. So without that, I'm not the person I am today. I'm not the father I am today, and I'm definitely not the executive I am today. So I look back at those experiences as things that have, you know, made me the man that I am today. So,
well, it should help with some international scouting as well. I imagine you got a few connections left over from there.
No, yeah, we'll have the best international group in the league, I'll tell you that.
Good for that. Well, we're glad to have you in town. We wish you the best of luck and look forward to meeting you in person. Thank you for taking a couple minutes on a busy day to talk with us.
As do I. Thank you so much, guys. Look forward to meeting you soon.